The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike DiTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bob, one of the moves today, the Saints have waived veteran offensive center guard Connor McGovern, which that tells me Eric McCoy is playing Sunday.
Against the Browns.
Against the Browns.
So it's not like we're going to, you know, they've seen enough that he's ready to play. And he's not trying to play through the injury that, you know, and I saw him before the game. He looked good to me. He was walking fine. And so he's ready to roll come Cleveland and, you know, not necessarily going through the bye and then starting against the Rams. So we need
him in the lineup,
well,
believe
no, he, to help our running game.
Exactly.
He's the quarterback of the offensive line, the bottom line. So
arguably, he's the best football player on this team.
Especially a young player.
He's the best one under 27 years old.
Yeah, because when you look at it, Mike, it's like, who wants to say your best player on your team, young players, an interior lineman?
Well, you know, that's what you got.
But you want to say it's receiver or look at it.
Not on this team.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Philip in New Orleans. Philip, you in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Bobby and Mike, who that?
Who that, brother?
Who that, Philip? What you got?
All right. Look, Bobby, Mike, I want y'all to check into something, okay? If you haven't, you know, heard it already. After the game, the referees were walking to their huddle on the opposite side of the field, right? And just as they was about to enter the tunnel, I see Foster Moreau sprinting across the field headed that way. And he went up to the head official, stopped, you know, they said something to him. And then he went to one of the other officials and said something. And he turned around and sprinted on back toward his tunnel. And I'm wondering what that was all about.
Well, I can tell you what that's all about. He probably was bitching about they called that penalty on him the very first play of the game.
First play.
When Taysom Hill went 88 yards for the touchdown. Right now, think about it. Boy, you won't get the dome involved. And then they called him on a penalty. So if I had to guess, you saw Foster.
I saw his reaction to it, too.
That's probably what that was all about.
Yeah, so, Philip, I think when Charlie posted it out, I was like, okay, I know exactly why Foster ran toward those officials. He was arguing about that first play where they called him withholding.
You know, and, you know, that was a unique drive because you look at that drive, all of a sudden – you remember they had a 3rd and 10, and it looks like Atlanta, you know, you got Robinson. You know, all of a sudden, Bijan gets +6. And then, Mike, that in the 3rd and 4 situation, and then Cousins completes a pass, +11. Then later in the drive, it was like 3rd and 10. You remember when London, all of a sudden, he caught the ball.
His toe was out of bounds.
Yeah, so they reviewed he's out of bounds. So we get the ball. And his car to Taysom, 88-yard touchdown, but they call holding Foster Moreau. But to show you how he bounced back, and that was good for Coach Rizzi because, you know, to be the all-time Saints leading rush, you don't want that pressure. Not necessarily they're thinking about winning the game and not about Alvin Kamara. But his first run, +11, he ties the record with Mark Ingram because he needed 12 yards. Then he goes +7. And broke the rushing record. Then they had a 3rd and 4, Kamara +5. Then we're on the 14-yard line. We got to the 14-yard line after Carter, Juwan Johnson. Remember, plus 16. Remember, Carter kind of fumbled the snap on the shotgun. Yeah. Something happened there. But then, so we're moving the ball. And that's what we went for. That was the drive. It was 4th-and-2, and Taysom only got 1 yard. But you know what was awesome is that, and you don't recognize this unless your team is truly winning. Do you know the Falcons? This even goes into last season before Kirk Cousins. The Falcons finally scored an offensive touchdown, more than 8.5 quarters, and they finally scored an offensive touchdown. It was 8 straight quarters, and it was right at 8.5. No offensive touchdown. So I'm thinking, like, damn, well, we should be like 3-0. You know, we were 2-1. How did we lose that first game?
You lost the first game. They scored no offensive touchdowns.
It was like 5 minutes and 45 seconds left in the second quarter. They finally scored an offensive touchdown. So I thought that was interesting because you look and see what are they really doing to score? And, you know, that was a situation where if you look at Bijan Robinson and the one thing, he goes plus 7, plus 9. And you know what I like, how you handle adversity? Because I'm telling you, against Cleveland, Honey Badger's going to miss 2 tackles. Tyrann Mathieu, where he's at right now, he's older. He's playing hard, but he's getting older. He'll be in a situation, and he's going to miss 1, if not 2 tackles, when he comes up with the big interception at the end.
Okay, here's the deal. Njoku, who's their big tight end, that's the guy you don't want him missing a tackle on. Just hang on.
Yeah, hang
somebody
on
else can maybe finish it up for you. Let's go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, you in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How y'all making out?
All right, Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood. What you got, dog?
Hey,
are you at Fouchon? Are you at Fouchon? What, are you back in Thibodeau?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm at Fouchon. I got one night left, and I got a whole week off. That's what I love about my job.
Work
a
week. Okay, like 7 on, 7 off. That's one of those things.
Yep. Hey, Bobby, I want to give a shout-out to Edie White. They had an awesome season. The playoffs start next week.
Yeah.
Coach Kyle had an awesome year, and they got a first-round bye, and they played a following week. And I want to congratulate all the other local teams in the local area, including the River and all the parish teams.
When I look at, you know, in the Bayou region, when Vanderbilt plays in the Vanderbilt Catholic at home of playing E.D. White and Thibodeau, that game was close, Mike.
It was real close. Man, yeah. I got to give credit. Kyle was saying he had retired from coaching sort of a young age and decided to come back. Man, he has done a fabulous job. What gets him is, man, he was so close a couple of times to win a state championship. But, man, what Kyle Lasang has done at E.D. White, you talk about a coach. Man, he is a really good high school coach, and also you got a very, very good staff around.
Hey, so, Hollywood, are you part of E.D. White's name, image, and likeness? Are you part of that NIL or what?
Well, yeah. I went to the game Thursday night. That was a good high school football game. My grandson plays special teams and a little bit defensive back. But they had a great year, so I just want to congratulate them, that's all.
So, Hollywood, what do you think of the game? I thought the team played with a lot of passion. And you know what? They got off to a fast start to get the fans involved. And I thought for 2-17, we've got to do the same thing against Cleveland. You're playing in the dome. You have to give them hope. And you know how you give them hope by
win,
and then you come off and you play a fast start, then you can the crowd noise and all that. So I was impressed with that, how Coach Rizzi had the team and they were ready to get off to a fast start and the crowd was involved.
What I was most impressed with that win is we had a lead late in the game and it was at home, and we won the game. With the lead late in the game, we never did it in a long time, and we did good on that home field, and we've got to continue that.
Yeah, you know, as great a game as Alvin Kamara had.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he told you it's his worst play in probably his football life when he drops that pass because he would have scored a touchdown. So the game really wasn't as close as it was because Kamara's taking that to the house, and then Derek Carr even has better numbers, and they have no chance to really come back.
Bob, but – if you've played as long as what Alvin has as a runner receiver, I think every wideout has had that moment I don't care how good you are. You've had that moment. You're wide open, and you drop a pass.
And you're like, how in the hell I didn't catch that? You know, it could, you know what? Because you get so excited, your heart rate. I mean, I don't know. It's like lack of concentration. But, no, they can run that until Alvin Kamara retires, and he'll catch every one of those and take it to the house.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.